You want to build a spiritual life with God. You want to have your sins forgiven. You want to walk with Jesus. You want to know the living God because He knows you. Well, the question is, will there be any opposition to that? Well, sure, that's a very real spiritual battle. That Satan and demons are real, and that if your desire is to know Jesus, the God of the Bible, and to walk with Him and obey Him, you can assure yourself that you're going to meet spiritual resistance. Satan doesn't want you to know the truth. He wants you to believe lies. Satan doesn't want you to have freedom. He wants you to be enslaved to sin. Satan doesn't want you to have joy. He wants you to be absolutely confused and despairing. Let me tell you how this works, is that Satan is real. Some of you experience spiritual warfare, and you may not even be aware of it. Satan works according to Revelation 12:10 through accusation. He's the accuser, the children of God. He accuses them, Scripture says, day and night. You will hear things, maybe even in the third person, which are indicative that it is a spiritual demonic attack. You are a failure. You should kill yourself. You are not loved of God. Your sins cannot be forgiven. Your future has no hope. Your past is so dark that you can never escape it. Those are demonic accusations. But what they are is lies, because John 8 tells us that Satan is a liar. All he does is lie. But if you believe the lies, he'll destroy your life. And so we combat those kinds of lies and accusations with the truth. And Jesus says that Scripture in John 17 is truth. He says, Father, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true. So we counterfeit, or rather the counterfeit lies of the enemy are only warred against with the truth claims of Scripture. And what does Scripture say in Ephesians and Hebrews about Scripture? It's a what? It's a sword. I mean, it is actually a sword for spiritual battle, no less than a steel blade is a sword for physical battle. So when Satan comes to you with lies, you respond by knowing Scripture and saying the truth. When Satan comes to you with an accusation, you come back and say, no, Jesus died for all of my sins.